They're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. Started the heat wave by letting her seat wave. In such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the bakery jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that thermometer proves that she certainly can. Ooh, how she moves, temperature proves she certainly can.
Gustafson, I have to talk to you. Mr. Gustafson, will you answer the door, please? I know you're in there. No use pretending this isn't happening, Mr. Gustafson. I can't keep coming back here every couple of days. You have to talk to me. Mr. Gustafson, I'm just trying to help you. Come on, answer the door. I'm just going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep ringing the bell. You might as well answer the door. Vito, you're in there. Think of the neighbors, Mr. Gustafson. There's a letter for you, Mr. Gustafson.
I suggest you read it.
Morning, dickhead.
Hello, moron.
What are you,
Never mind. Just forget it.
Who's the guy yakking at your door?
Just mind your own business, will you?
Mind your own business, will you? Mind your own business. Why don't you tie your shoelace? You'll fall on your stupid head. Having a heat wave here. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Somebody moving into the old Klickner place.
Gee, you picked up on that, Sherlock.
Excuse me! I wonder if you gentlemen could tell me where I could find Mr. Gustafson?
No, Gustafson, no, sorry.
Mr. John Gustafson?
That's right.
You mean the lowlife, asswipe, egg sucker, John Gustafson?
Have you seen him?
Man's crazy, loco, always hanging out around those kinky strip bars. You know, the ones where the men take their clothes off?
Oh, for God.
That's, of course, if he's taking his medication.
Medication?
Yes, without it, he could be anywhere, wandering around, talking to the trees. Believe me, this man is a menace. He's always drinking, starting fights. Isn't that right?
But have you seen him?
No.
Sorry. I think perhaps... No.
If you see him. Would you give him this and tell him he must contact Mr. Snyder as soon as possible?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Snyder.
That's me. It's important.
Important, yes, sir. We'll tell him when we see him. Look
out. Watch out for that ice there. It's
slippery. Very slippery.
Yep.
You're right.
Holy moly.
Jesus. Men's strip joint? Idiot.
30 days. This is great.
Microscreen is so thin it shaves incredibly close. The second even closer. And Remington's American made.
You should have seen the look on Mrs. Carlson's face when he said, "It's a keeper." Oh, cold enough for you?
Oh, shut up, fat ass. For me.
It's not even Thanksgiving, and here we are enjoying our lovely fall weather. 6 inches of snow on the ground already. With traveler's advisories in effect throughout our area tonight, you'd be advised to probably stay inside and have yourself a warm, home-cooked meal. I'd like a clue for what's coming up this week. It's snow! Snow and more snow. We've got snow coming into our area all week long. Come Sunday afternoon, another cold front will move into our area.
You still using that beat-up old piece of firewood?
The Green Hornet's caught more fish than you've lied about, Gustafson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see her?
Huh?
Drives pretty fast on that snowmobile. Pretty damn fast.
Yeah. Did you hear about Eddie Hicks?
Hypothermia's a bitch. Not quick like a stroke.
A stroke is no damn good. You could end up like a vegetable. Give me a cardiac any day.
You know what Jacob said? Jacob said that old Billy Hinchel was killed in a car crash. Head-on collision with freight truck. Cleared his car straight over the bridge into the Mississippi.
Lucky bastard.
You bet.
Hey, how is he anyway?
He's dead. Died on impact.
Jacob. Moron. Jacob.
Oh, he's fine. Doing real good, real busy and everything, but he promised to come over for Thanksgiving.
Is he really going to run for mayor?
Make a damn fine mayor, too.
Good thing he's his mother's son. If he looked like you, he'd never get in the ballot.
Eat my shorts.
Morning, Mr. Rex. Good morning. How
are
you doing?
Holy moly.
Watch your step there, member.
Thank you.
Jesus, Quincy Adams. hit the cans again.
I heard. How is the Grinch today?
He ain't got a pot to piss in or window to throw it out of.
Can I get something for you?
Yeah, I need a six-pack of Schmidt, and I'm out of bait.
Shiners or waxworms?
Oh, hell, I can't afford those damn shiners. Give me waxworms.
Waxworms are 75 cents.
75? Say, crime in Italy. Chuck, we're talking about worms, not caviar.
You go through that every time. Now, where do you think you're going to get worms this time of year? Supply and demand.
You could retire in Florida just from selling me worms and throw the beef jerky in too.
That's $5 for the beer and the worms. Now, you know your old gut can't handle no jerky.
Yeah. Hey, is Pop out there at the shanty?
Always.
Uh-huh. And the moron?
There's lots of ice out there, Gustafson. Should be room enough for the both of you.
Lots of ice out there.
Say, Mel, she came by the other day and said that you'd been snapping. Oh. Like a damn catfish.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot in my mind lately.
I'll tell you what's on my mind. It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
Oh, did you hear? Someone moved into the Klickner place. Woman.
A woman?
Yeah.
Did you mount her?
Oh, Dad.
No, one minute. Has she got big thighs?
No.
No? Then what's the problem? If I was a young fella like you, I'd be mounting every woman in Wabasha. Keep the chain.
Hiya, Punky.
Hiya, John.
Only snagged one, huh?
Two. Fish are on there, you bonehead. And you know damn well I throw back what I'm not going to eat.
Oh, yeah, like that 40-pound muskie you're always yakking about. It's a shame that nobody ever sees you with these monsters.
You're going to love it, Goldman. Go to work, baby.
Come for me.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I,
You see, I was... Hi.
I hope you don't mind, but I saw your light on. I was just wondering if I might use your bathroom.
So, your toilet is broken?
Oh, no, thank goodness. Oh, I don't know. The house seems so empty tonight, and I do so love bathrooms. You know, you can tell an awful lot about a person from his bathroom. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There it is. I can't wait to see what I find in there. You know, it's better than having your palm read.
Well, give me
30 seconds in a person's bathroom, and I will give you a complete and accurate profile.
There's a guest bathroom, please.
I'll only be a minute.
Hey, guest
Now, don't you think it's time that you finally introduced yourself?
Oh, yeah,
John Gustafson, right?
Gustafson.
Well, I took some of your mail yesterday just to find out who you were. But you don't get much, and what you do get doesn't pay much of a picture.
You took my mail. That's a federal offense.
I know. But sometimes it's necessary to go a long distance out of the way in order to come back a short distance correctly. Don't you find that true?
What?
Oh, I love that line. But I have to confess it's not mine. It's from the Zoo Story by Mr. Edward Albee.
Uh-huh.
I teach American literature at Winona State University. I started yesterday. Oh, I love the classics, don't you?
Yeah. I also read Field and Stream.
Indeed. You have the whole library up there from what I could see. Huh. You know, there's something really rugged and virile about the outdoors, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
My manners. I'm so sorry. I'm Ariel Truax.
Ariel Truax. I'm John.
Yes, I know.
When did you move into the Klickner place?
Oh, I'm sure you know that, John. Ever since I got here, you and Max Goldman have been stuck up against your windows, watching me like two Garfield cats. You know those kind that people stick to the car windows? You know those little suction cups that they have?
Squirrels. Been watching the squirrels. One of them's making a nest right under your eaves. Squirrels.
Sure, John. Here's your mail. Now, there's nothing addressed to a Mrs. Gustafson. And by the state of your bathroom, I presume that you're a bachelor.
Yeah.
Gay or straight?
Huh?
Heterosexual or homosexual?
Jeez Louise.
That's a perfectly legitimate question.
Well, maybe in California, but here in Minnesota...
Have I upset you?
No, hey. No, it's just the middle of the night, and I don't know what the hell is going on.
Would you like me to leave?
No. Yeah.
Well, it was very nice meeting you, John Gustafson. And now that we know one another, don't be a stranger, neighbor. Oh, and John. King's rook to queen's, bishop three.
Don't ring that up yet. I need something for my lumbago. The pain is killing me.
It's killing you, my ass. He doesn't know the meaning of the word pain, Phil. I got a pinched sciatica. It'd make your lumbago look like eye strain.
Pain. He wants to talk about pain. I had a gallstone the size of a baseball.
Well, gallstones, yeah. Gallstones are for pussies. When I had the shingles, you see me in here complaining to Phil about it, huh? Did you?
Shingles, schmingles. When I had my ulcers, I was farting razor blades.
Good morning, John.
Good.
Oh, you must be Max Goldman. Hi, I'm Ariel Truax, your new neighbor.
pleasure.
Isn't it a peach of a day? Oh, listen, I have something for you. It was dropped off at my house by accident. Some of your mail. Here you are. Sorry. Phil, have my herbal therapy oils arrived yet?
They arrived this morning. Special delivery from California.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ah, yes, there's nothing like the scent of fresh tea tree just soaking into your pores. Mm. Don't you agree?
They're lovely.
Thank you. Well, it was such a pleasure meeting you, and I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of one another. Goodbye, gentlemen. Goodbye, John.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait, you got all four wheels on the track. Okay. All right, now, careful, fellas. Huh? Hey, Mel, be very careful. Now, that's over 100 years old, huh? Damn thing might collapse. Hiya, sweetheart.
Hi, Dad.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, granddaddy's little girl.
What's going on?
What? Oh, I'm getting rid of that old thing. It's just a bunch of firewood.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't play it much. It sits around. It collects dust.
You love that piano.
Hey, granddaddy's got a surprise for you in the house, little pumpkin.
Dad.
They go, just a little C-A-N-D-Y. Not going to kill her.
Andy.
Which one? Okay, which hand? This one? No. Which one? That's the one. Yeah. There you are, sweet pea. How about that, kid?
Dad. Okay. Is there something wrong?
No, no, nothing's wrong at all. With me. Mel, oh my God. People are asking about you.
I know.
Yeah, now I keep telling them that you and Mike are doing just fine. You know, it's just a lot of gum flapping.
Mike and I aren't fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Dad, we're going to separate for a while.
Honey, marriage isn't easy, you know. You got to work at it.
It's hard to work at it when he's never there.
Yeah, oh, my God, is that familiar? Your mother wondered where I was for 20 years. You really think I wanted two jobs? You know, I didn't do that for me. I was doing
Dad,
that for you and for Brian and your mother.
Dad, this isn't about you. This is about me and Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep... I'm sorry. I love you so much. Well, whatever you and Mike decide. I never liked him anyway.
Who is that?
I don't know.
She seems to know you.
Well,
does she always do that?
I don't know.
That is great!
Out of the way, Slick. Come on, baby. Come on. I gotta win $1 million.
Who's that?
Hey, okay.
Ta-da!
Hey, Jacob, you got my vote. That's terrific. Come on in. You'll have a little TV dinner. Lasagna. It's heating up now.
I don't have time, Pop. I just dropped by to give you the placard for the yard, really. I got a bunch I got to deliver tonight.
You'll have just a drink. A little drink.
Pop, I can't. I'm sorry. I'll call you.
No, no. Close the door. Come on in. Wait a minute. Give me a minute, will you? I'll be with you in a second. I just have to do something here. It's very important.
6.4 million. That's our estimated jackpot tonight. You could be our next millionaire or... Remember, to win the jackpot, correctly match five white balls plus the red Powerball. Our first number is a... Pizza, pizza! Pizza, pizza! Pizza, pizza! There's number four.
Seven.
Remember, to win the jackpot, correctly match five white balls...
This is seven, now seven.
And next up is a...
Come on!
The schmuck doesn't know what's happening.
25.
Seven.
Just one more white ball, and here it is.
Jesus Christ.
Here we go. Here we go.
Coleman.
Here we go.
Coleman, it's Coleman, you.
You're a child.
Don't tell me, Jacob, it isn't me.
Oh, it never is. No, I'm sure John started every fight since 1940.
38.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Hey, John!
Oh!
Come over here and apologize.
I'm not apologizing to anybody. You're letting the cold air...
John! Ain't that you, criminal?
Oh, I don't believe it. That old trick?
This is something between me and your father, Jakey. There's no need for you to get involved.
I don't say anything on one condition. You put one of these in your yard.
I'd be proud to, Jake. Think not one word to your old man, remember?
Have fun, Johnny.
Yep.
Hey, dickhead, you win the lottery?
Enjoy your shower, smart ass.
Gotta use hot water, you schmuck. You'll never get me. See you later, Gustafson. Up yours, Gustafson.
Phew. Pew.
Pew? What the hell is that smell? Watch it, bonehead. Cusack over at the store said she came in yesterday to buy some candles and incense. Ask me, she's probably a member of one of them religious cults.
You say she's all alone?
From what I heard, she's available and hot to trot.
Hey, Chuck.
Moron.
Putz.
Hi, John. Max was telling me about your new neighbor.
My new neighbor. Oh, yes, yeah, new neighbor. Yeah, she came over to see me last night.
You know? She what?
Yeah, about 1:30 in the morning.
Why would a woman come over at 1:30 in the morning to see you?
Just why do you think, bonehead? Out of a six-pack, huh, Chuck?
Women and fish, you could never catch either one of them.
I have laid more pipe in this town than Wabasha plumbing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Now you tell me you're going to go after her.
Oh, no, geez, she's too disturbed for me. For you, maybe.
Ooh. Oh, I don't want to have anything to do with her. You see, women fall too hard for me. They get obsessed with me. It's like one of them fatal attraction things that they show on the Donahue show, you know.
You guys are the biggest damn bullshitters in this entire frozen nation. You're just plain chicken, both of you, if you ask me. Beautiful woman just sitting there, 20 feet from your front yard, and you trying to tell me that you'd rather park your wrinkly butts on a frozen piece of ice, kissing up to a couple of buckets of fish bait. Ha!
Jesus, listen to Casanova, will you?
Yes, he's a regular Don Juan. No wonder the ladies don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, no, that's it. I'm out. I am out. Hey, Max, will you say hello to Jake for me?
Why don't you come over and have some turkey with us? There's always plenty of bird with just Jacob and me.
That way you can spend next week in bed with Tomaine, huh? Come on over to my place. Melanie cooks up a real feast, Jack.
Thanks, fellas. But you know those old boys over at the VFW, they expect me every Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I forget. See you, Chuck. Moron.
Hutch. Tell me something, Chuck. Do I stink?
Yeah.
Not you, smartass. Didn't ask you. I could smell it in the car. This stink. Is it me?
Yep.
Damn. Yeah, what the hell is that?
Disgrace the way they coach that team.
You're supposed to be smoking filter cigarettes, Pop.
Yeah, well, I'm 94 years old. What the hell do I care? Oh, thank you, Dad.
Max is here.
Come on, love muffin.
Yeah.
Thanks. Sure. You were always there to save me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
No, really, when Billy Gerber locked me in his treehouse, you were my knight in shining armor.
And I got a black eye for my effort.
Let me get that.
There you go.
I always knew, you know.
Knew what?
That you had a crush on me since sixth grade. You used to watch me with your dad's binoculars.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You never wondered why my curtains were open just enough?
I thought I was lucky.
I just did it to torture you.
Yes, well, you succeeded wonderfully.
How come you never asked me out?
Hey, Mel. Hi, Jackie. Mel, is the turkey supposed to be smoking?
Oh, man, I better run. See ya.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
They're getting a divorce.
Huh?
Mel and Mike, you know, they're getting a divorce. They call it a separation. It's a divorce, believe me.
Gee, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So you seeing anybody special, are you?
Me? No, I guess not. Nobody's serious.
What do you know? We got a new neighbor, did you hear?
Yeah, everyone in town is talking about this one.
Yeah, she hasn't been out since 11:20.
What are you doing, clocking her there, Joe?
Well, she keeps odd hours, you know. It's a very interesting woman.
That sounds like a whacker to me.
I haven't had sex for 15 years.
Can I have a little Oh, oh my goodness.
Dad?
Yeah, that was plenty. Hey, why don't you give some of the leftovers to Jakey and take home?
He'll have his own leftovers.
Oh, that pre-cooked stuff his old man gets, that tastes like cardboard.
Yeah. Why don't you just go over and talk to her, Dad?
Want to talk to who?
Ariel. You spent half the meal staring out the window.
Just squirrels. Yeah, there's the squirrels on a roof. That's what I was staring at.
Come on, Dad. You're a handsome, eligible guy. You got a nice house, a good pension. You got a lot to offer.
Well, I got something to offer.
I got zip to offer.
Pop, I can't tell if this is done. Pop, do you know how many minutes this thing needs to cook? Getting hungry. It'd be nice to have some turkey right about now.
You remember the turkey your mother used to make?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, she was a good cook.
You remember the stuffing?
The best. How about those potato latkes?
I thought you said Chuck was going to VFW.
He is.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
Looks like he's making a house call.
What?
What in the
hell is he doing there?
He's gonna do it.
So?
What?
What is he doing, that crazy
son of a...
Jealous?
Not what he... What?
He's in.
Looks like Chuck's taken old one eye to the optometrist.
Oh, geez, Dad, what? Oh. God.
Chuck, where are you?
Ah.
Hello, fellas.
Hey,
Hi, Chuck.
Some game last night.
Double overtime. Blackhawks were killers, weren't they, Chuck?
Is that game, Chuck?
No.
Oh, sure. You were with the guys at the VFW.
Yeah. How was the turkey at the VFW this year, Chucky?
The turkey this year was delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
We saw you.
You were there half the night.
What did you do?
What's it like in
What
there?
Did she say?
Fellas. There's some experiences in life too rich, too beautiful to try and put into words.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
Could have been either of you if you just had the guts to ask.
Wait a minute. You mean you and she...
I am not talking about sex, you dummies.
No?
Of course not.
Oh, I get it. Your old pal failed you, huh, Chuck?
Oh, couldn't rise to the occasion?
Yes, the spirit was willing.
Yeah, but the flesh was,
Weak.
Okay. If it wasn't sex, what was it?
It was an awakening. Ariel reminded me that I was alive, that I was a man full of energy, love, and passion. It was like being young again, if only for a moment.
Couldn't get it up, huh, Chuck?
Get out of here, both of you.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, but... So long.
Hey, boys. That's not just a woman living across your street. She's an angel.
Angel, right. Take it easy, Chuck.
See you, Chuck.
The crap you get, excuse me, the stuff you got here.
Where's my inspiration?
You did? You're an artist?
I try. I used to teach courses in expressionism at Berkeley, but now I'm back to the classics of literature.
Berkeley, that explains it. Oh, my God.
What?
Your TV, it's got no guts.
I took them out.
How could you do that to a 54 Super Zenith? This TV is a classic. I could fix it for you, though, if you wanted me to. That's what I used to do. I was a TV repairman.
Oh, that's so sweet, Max. But, you know, I think it works quite well, just the way it is.
The hell does she see any shows? Holy moly.
I see you've met Ernest.
Who?
The model was my husband. Boy, he sure wasn't pleased about modeling in the nude. Took quite a bit of prompting, I must say.
He's,
passed on. 5 years ago. Would you like some coffee?
Yeah.
Cream of sugar?
Nah. Sure moved around a lot the last few years, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it's exciting to experience new things, new places, and meet new people. Like you. Do you paint?
Paint?
Yes.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Sure do. I paint the shed every spring.
No.
You get it?
I get it. No, I mean, you know, Pictures, paintings.
What for?
Everyone needs some form of release.
I fish.
Fish? Fish. Oh. Yeah, fish. Oh, yeah. I can see the beauty in that.
Yeah? Miss Troyes, would you do me the honor of accompanying me to my ice shanty tomorrow?
I'd be honored. Yes, the lure. The fight.
Oh, the bite. Wait till I show the guys.
The catch.
What a catch.
And then the release.
The release. What release? There's no release.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
No, I'll tell you what's beautiful. This monster on my wall, stuffed.
Oh, no. There can be no stuffing. This is a live creature full of courage and life.
Nobody's going to believe me.
Oh.
Let me get a camera.
Oh, no.
But just hold it.
Here the water.
Where is it?
Back, Max. Here we go.
Wait.
Holy.
Here, hold it. Hold it.
Just finishing breakfast.
So I see.
Colder than a witch's titty out there, isn't it?
Where'd you get this fishing pole?
Oh, I snagged it about an hour ago. The only damn thing I caught all day.
Uh-huh. Hey, Chuck, guess what Pop found? Chuck! Chuck! Hey, Chuck! Chuck!
You forgot to unlock the back door, you dummy.
Wonderful to have a little adventure every day.
All I know is you're one hell of a fisherman, Ariel.
Oh, I learned from the best. Oh, I hope you weren't too mad at me for putting them all back.
Oh, that's okay. Gusterson does the same thing. He just keeps the ones he eats. That's what he says. I think he never catches them.
Oh, Max. I think we're going to be great friends.
Well, Friends. Friends is good. That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about some supper tonight after your class, I mean?
Oh, thank you so much, but I already have made plans. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I'll take a rain check.
That's a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Until we meet again, my dear Ariel.
Yes. Goodbye.
Watch out. Don't slip. Well, Gustafson, looks like the best man won. Yeah, you always were a lousy loser.
He's dead.
What? Who?
Chuck.
Chuck? How?
Last night in his sleep.
In his sleep? Lucky bastard.
Of course, you might have known if you hadn't been out with that minx, huh?
Hey, it ain't my fault. Chuck was a friend of mine, too.
You call yourself a friend, you bastard.
Hey, watch your mouth, you dumb friggin' Swede.
Look, don't tell me what to do, huh?
Yeah, big man with the action.
Yeah, that's all right, fine. You want to clock me? You think you can take me? Come on.
All right, 1937, the Todd Field and the ball. I kicked your ass. Yeah,
wait, you
stole my liniment.
You kicked my ass, I kicked your ass.
Bullshit.
And I can do it again.
Give it your best shot, shrimp.
It's not worth the effort.
Get out of there.
Intelligence quotient of noob.
Shrimp thinks you get funny with me. Left hook, right cross, and dump him.
I'm gonna kill him. Damn you, Goldman, you...
John Gustafson, I'm Elliot Snyder of the Internal Revenue Service. I'm asking you to accompany me to my office.
Slick?
I was wondering where you were.
I'd had a little business.
Well, if it went all right.
What are you doing?
Cooking?
Yes, yeah, that's... Oh, wait a minute. I can't have anything spicy. You know, I mean, if it's too exciting and then I'm up all night.
Good. I'm making Szechuan.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
You know, from the moment I saw you, I could feel that we had the same kind of aura, that we share something special.
Teaching. 39 years, I taught American history at Wabasha High.
Oh. History, it's so romantic.
Great dental plan.
All the ideas that you brought to those young minds.
Yeah, but kids, they think they know it all, right?
Oh, but once in a while you reach one. You touch them somehow.
I did that once.
Really?
It was my Roosevelt's New Deal lecture. I touched a kid on the back of the head while he was snoring.
You're so bad.
You know, Chuck.
I know. We can be thankful that we had the privilege of knowing him while he was here.
Yeah.
To Chuck.
Yes, to Chuck.
Thank you, John. It's a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Ariel.
You think I should call her?
Huh? What?
The woman.
Well, let me tell you something, Johnny. That the first 90 years or so, they go by pretty fast.
Yeah?
What?
The first 90 years, they go by pretty fast.
Yeah, but how would you know? Huh? You're just a damn kid.
Well, I didn't say it. You did.
Well, they do. They go fast.
All right.
Then one day you wake up and you realize that you're not 81 anymore. And then you begin to count the minutes rather than the days. And you realize that pretty soon you'll be gone. And that all you have, see, is the experiences. That's all there is, Johnny. Everything. The experiences. You mount the woman, son. Or else, send her out to me, huh?
One, two, three.
These two tickets for the Gopher game. So, Ariel, ever play much ice hockey? Schmuck.
Gustafson! Mr. Gustafson! We had an appointment!
There she is, Wabashaw.
Mm. It is just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, from up here. I used to camp out up here when I was a kid. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the snow. Huh? Reminded me of the last Christmas I spent with my husband.
George, are you all right?
Yes, an angel.
What?
I'm making a snow angel, remember?
Oh, yes, yeah, I remember.
Hey.
You believe in angels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're all around us.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You gotta look hard, but they're there. Whenever anything good happens to us.
I think I see one.
Actually does look like hair growing there.
I'm thinking positively when you can imagine problems that will become realities.
Okay.
give it all you've got. Again and again and again.
Uh-huh. I'll have you mated in 3 moves.
Shouldn't we get to know each other a little better first? Oh, you have a wonderful smile. You should wear it more often.
Yeah, I bring it out on special occasions.
Now tell me, who's this?
Well,
over here.
Oh, that's my dad. That's Pop.
Oh.
A handsome guy right behind him. You know him, I think, don't you? My daughter Melanie and her mother, and Melanie and her husband Mike.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, are these people over here?
The little girl is Alexandra, my granddaughter. Uh-huh. And my son, Brian.
Oh, he's so handsome.
I lost him in Vietnam.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
And these little guys.
Well, it's me and the moron.
Max?
Of course it's Max. He's ugly, isn't he?
Oh, you mean you were friends?
Well, I was 10. I didn't know any better.
What can make 2 grown men spend most of their lives fighting each other?
Your guess.
A woman?
Yeah.
How romantic.
Oh, no, it wasn't romantic at all. It, well, what did I know? I was just a kid. Which I am not anymore.
I think it's kind of late.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I guess.
It's time for bed.
God, you are dumb, dumb, dumb. Ariel, I'm sorry that... I thought you said...
I said it's time for bed.
Well, wait a minute. What about,
What?
Well, you know, you've been seeing...
Max?
Yeah, Max.
He's just my friend. The last man that I slept with was my husband.
Oh, God, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not prepared. See, these days they say you have to do safe sex.
John, when was the last time you made love?
October 4th. 1978.
Oh, I think we're safe.
Max! Good morning. Oh, are those for me?
Oh, they're
just beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
They're for you.
Thank you.
I got them for you.
Thank you. How sweet.
But I got them for you. Snake in the grass. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Baby, don't love me.
Burn, baby, burn.
I'm just a man. I'm just a man.
Hey.
Creep.
Says me.
Yeah, well, she came to me.
It's bull. You're trying to steal her away just like you did May.
Oh, for God's sake, could I remind you Einstein, May was no prize.
Yes, she was to me.
I was married to the woman 20 years. She was no prize.
She was to me.
Yeah, well, that's why you're a moron. If you'd ended up with May, you never would have had Amy. And Amy was a good woman.
She
and
was the best.
Damn sight more loyal than May ever
Absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely.
So?
So what?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
So?
What?
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 So, well, did you?
What?
You know.
Oh, come on, Chase, that's a private matter.
Private my
that's
foot, did you?
That's all I can tell you.
You better tell me.
All right, we did a horizontal mambo. We danced it. It was the greatest sex I ever had in my life. All right, are you happy?
You
She's
did.
Oh, shit!
Burn it! Burn
it! Hey, drop that fish!
Mr. Gustafson.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it! Now go to your shanties, all of you. You're scaring the fish away. Damn kids. Kids can't live with them, can't shoot them.
How are you gonna take care of her, huh, Gustafson? Huh? How are you gonna support her when the IRS takes your house away? I can't wait around for another Amy. I ain't got time.
Okay, Max. This time you win.
Keep our date tonight. I'm bringing the date to you.
Huh?
Will you promise that you would come over and give me the New Deal lecture? And like a good student, I'm...
What's that?
It's a gift. A snow angel. You inspired it.
I can't accept it.
Why not?
Ariel, I think it might be a good, very good idea if we didn't see each other. I mean, for a while. Anyway, huh? You know, give each of us a chance to be alone and...
But I thought that...
I could... God damn it. Look, Ariel, please. First place, I'm too old for you, okay?
What is that?
Mainly, I don't like you coming over here anytime you feel like it.
You talk.
I don't like you hanging around here all day long, damn it. Look, I'm not like you. I'm not afraid to be alone.
I am not afraid to be alone. I just prefer to experience things and not just watch them on television or looking out the windows like you do.
Don't you understand? I like being alone.
Oh, I understand. I understand completely.
Oh, you don't know a damn thing about me.
I do, too. And I also know that the only things in life that you regret are the risks that you don't take. Oh, but you wouldn't understand that, because you're too big-headed.
John.
Yeah?
How you doing?
Hey, Jakey.
And Merry Christmas.
Congratulations on the election.
Well, thanks. That's kind of old news, though, John. Where you been?
Oh, well, I had all of this stuff that I had to get taken care of, and I, hey, listen. Melanie said that she's gonna come by tonight, you know, Christmas Eve, around 9 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yeah, so why don't you drop over a little later?
Yeah, well, I'll do that.
This neighborhood will be a lot safer without that snowmobile around. Hi, Jacob.
Hello, Putz.
Hey, Pop.
Merry Christmas, John.
Ariel.
Hey, Gustafson. Your cat crapped on my steps again.
Yeah, who says you can't train a cat?
Yeah, well, it's a warning. Don't let it happen again or I'll punch you right in the nose.
Pop.
He started it.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Hey, where's Santa's favorite little girl, huh?
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry...
Come on. Hi, John.
What, no twinkle lights?
Huh? Yeah, well, I forgot about him this year.
Be polite.
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Mike.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Can I put Allie in your bed?
Yeah, sure, dear. Yeah.
Good night, baby.
Good time. Good night to Grandpa.
Good night, Grandpa.
So, how you been?
Lousy.
thought you two were getting a divorce.
Dad!
Actually, it's only a separation. I had to get some things worked out for myself before we could work on us.
Well, did you get it worked out?
Yeah. You know, as far as I can tell.
Damn, that's great, Mike. Maybe the rest of us should just put our lives on hold, huh? For the next 2-3 weeks, will you oil yourself up with enough booze and bullshit that you can make your mind up? Should we do that? Huh?
You know?
Maybe I'll grab a beer. Yeah, you grab a beer. It's in the fridge.
What has gotten into you?
I don't know. I could grab me one, too.
Dad, try and understand. He showed up last night. He said he's gotten himself all straightened out.
What the hell do I know? I'm a 68-year-old man. I got no house, no wife, no pension.
What are you talking about?
Look, I don't know one damn thing, but I know this. The only things in this life that you really regret are the risks you didn't take. And God, Mel, if you see a chance to be happy, you grab it with both hands and hell with the consequences. Okay?
Okay.
Dad, I'll be damned if I can find a bottle opener.
Sweetheart, I'm gonna walk down the slipperies.
What?
Dad.
Oh, hey, Jackie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh. Is this a bad time?
I'm sorry, Jacob. I don't know what's wrong with him. He just exploded.
Do you want me to go after
him? No, no. That's okay. He'll cool off down at Slippery's. Come on in. What's that?
Oh, that's his broccoli. Pop didn't have any mistletoe in the house, so I...
Mike! Hey! You're next, big guy.
Hiya, Stinky.
I just came by to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was sweet, Jacob. Wasn't that sweet, Mike?
Oh, sweet. Short.
Well, hey. good to see you, Mike.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Could you have a word with your dad? See if they can't make up for Christmas.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
That would be great.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Over to Gustafson's?
Yeah.
Melanie there?
Uh-huh.
She look good?
Very. She also looks to still be married.
What? Mike's back?
Looks that way. You know, Melanie said that John just exploded and walked out.
So?
So what's going on?
Nothing that shouldn't have happened years ago.
Pop.
He tried to steal her away from me. But I won.
Could you at least talk to him?
My door is open. He knows where to find me. He started it.
I don't care who started it. You're gonna end it.
I don't like him. I never liked him.
You know, it's Christmas, Pop. All right? At least you could go down to Slippery's and make peace with the man.
I'd rather kiss a dead moose's butt.
This 1,500-pound moose is the real thing, folks. Reared by local volunteer firefighter Peter Carlson of Wabasha, who found it injured on a hunting trip, brought it home, brought it up there in the Carlson office.
Merry Christmas.
And now let's go to...
Putz. Thank you, Lou. Jacob says that Michael and Melanie are going to get back together again.
Well, Jacob doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Melanie is getting a divorce.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple of things I want to tell you.
Yeah.
The reason I came down here tonight is I wanted to tell you...
Oh, will you spit it out? I haven't got all night.
Now, don't shout at me.
I'm not shouting.
Plus, Mike took us to get down here on Christmas Eve to thank you, and all you can do is shout at me.
To thank me?
All right. I take it back. I don't thank you.
Oh. It's impossible. Impossible. Look, Goldman. I want to ask you something.
Well, what? For Christ's sake, I ain't got all night either, you know. I'm just as busy as you are.
Listen, do you love her?
Do I love her?
Yeah.
What the hell has that got to do with anything?
Make the whole thing worthwhile.
You know something, Gustafson? Sometimes I think you've lost whatever friggin' marbles you ever had. What do you think you did? Walk on coals for me? Gave me back my old fishing pole, and I told you thank you.
Fishing pole?
Yes. Pisses me off you had to break it first, but schmuck that you are, I suppose I gotta be realistic. What the hell is so funny?
You are so butt blind, you think this whole damn thing is about a stupid fishing pole.
What's it about then?
Forget it.
What do you mean, forget it? Don't give me that forget it crap. I want to know.
You really want to know?
Yes, yes.
Ariel.
What about her?
You made me feel sorry for you.
She chose me. She did. And if anybody says otherwise, you're a damn liar.
What's the difference? You got her anyway.
What the hell are you looking at?
Moron. Complete idiot.
Makes a difference, damn it. John, are you dead?
Not yet. But I don't want to die looking at your ugly face.
You stay there. You stay right there. Wait a minute. I'll be right back. Help! Help! It's an emergency. Emergency, we need an ambulance. Somebody. Somebody dial 911. Could you tell me, nurse, could you tell me where Mr. John Gustafson is?
Are you a friend or family?
What?
Are you friend or family, sir?
Friend. Merry Christmas, John. You putz.
Well, Goldman, you better have a very good reason for standing me up this morning. What's wrong?
Can I come in?
Sure. Hi. Look, I know that you said that you wanted to get rid of me, but isn't this a little drastic? You know, my husband passed away at Easter. And if you leave me at Christmas, I won't have any kind of holidays to look forward to. Except for maybe Thanksgiving. And, you know, I'm not crazy about turkey. So what do you say? Let's get out of here.
Sorry, your friend is sick, Mr. Goldman, but the court order is in and my hands are tied.
Check the bureau in the bedroom. I want all that paperwork filed.
Gustafson, straight as a grizzly's dick. He'd never cheat on his taxes. Never.
It's not a matter of cheating. It's a matter of, miscalculation. Your friend received union health benefits for 20 years while claiming as a married man. However, he omitted to inform us that his ex-wife had a part-time job for 11 of those 20 years. Had he done so, we would have informed him that because of her income, a larger portion of those benefits were subject, of course, to federal tax, about
$13,000. $13,000? Well, he can raise that.
However, that amount, when combined with 11 years worth of interest, mandatory late charges, and penalties comes out at about $57,000, ballpark.
He'll never find that.
He will when we sell his house.
Show him picking on people.
Oh, let's go! Hubba, hubba! Where's the realtor?
Did you get the door?
Listen, miss, all the furniture goes straight to the auction house. Any paperwork put into the back of my car, okay?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful day, Mr. Goldman.
Hey, Schneider, why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Asshole.
Bloodsuckers.
Max, what's going on?
Morning, Ariel. Anyone looking?
No, what?
I don't care.
You got a problem here, sir.
What is it?
Somebody's barricaded the doors.
Wait a minute. What?
Well, watch this.
I'll break it in. Give me that. Let's see about this.
Yo, Ray.
This isn't gonna stop me, Mr. Goldman.
I got him right where I want him. Jacob?
Got it, Pop, just like you said.
You don't understand.
No, no, it's okay, I can handle it. I'm Jacob Goldman, mayor of Wabasha.
Jacob! No!
I got a 30-day cease and desist order from the court that says you can't touch this house.
You look great.
Thanks, so do you.
No, I really mean it. People always try to be nice by saying you look great, but you really do look great.
I feel good.
Yeah, so how are you?
I'm good, Jacob.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm sorry about the...
Divorce. Right. Yeah, thanks. I mean, I'm just glad it's over and done with.
Yeah. Yeah, you must be.
Ready for this?
No, not really. Listen, Mel, if you need someone to talk to tonight, I'm staying at Bob's.
Thanks, Jacob. I'd like that.
Hey, you two! Get your asses in here!
I guess it's time.
You been?
Relax, Pop. You nervous?
Not nervous. The groom was nervous.
Look, I'm not nervous, schmuck.
Don't call me a schmuck, you putz.
Fellas, you're in a church.
Gustafson, here's your house. Jacob got him to waive the penalties and the interest, and I took care of the 13 grand. Wipe the smile off your face, because it's just a loan. Now lay 8 to 5, you can't get it up the entire honeymoon.
You're on.
I got a sure winner.
Smell something.
What is that?
That 13 son of a...
What a putz.
Feel like tonight, Pop? Leno or Letterman?
Tell me about it in the morning, Jacob.
Oh, where are you going?
The daughters of the American Revolution are having a little dance over at the BFW. Maybe I'll get lucky. Don't wait up for me.
Neither do you.
He's in. Looks like he's gonna enter the Holy of Holies, coitus uninterruptus.
Well, I throw back what I'm not gonna eat.
Oh, yeah, like that 40-pound muskie you're always yakking about. It's a shame that your uncle has a fish market on 23rd Street and 14th 26th Avenue.
26th Street, you dummy.
You schmuck.
Yeah, it looks like Chuck's slipping her the old salami.
Oh, Jesus, Dad!
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I'm Ronald Reagan. I used to be president of the United States. I live across the street.
Yes,
over there. I was also in the movies for a while. I was a lousy actor.
Looks like Chuck's gonna put the hot dog in the bun.
Jesus, Dad!
That's why I came down.
Spit it out.
Well, don't shout at me.
I'm not shouting.
Much might took us to get here on New Year's Eve or Christmas or whatever the f*** is. And,
it looks like Chuck's a tomcat on the prowl. Meow.
I got a pinch sciatica and make your lumbago look like ice tray.
Hey. Yes, he is.
Looks like Chuck's taking the old log to the beaver. Looks like Chuck's gonna bury his boner.
Yeah, that's why you're a moron. If you hadn't had Amy, then if you were stuck with the fern clad, you put your Kravis out in the front.
It looks like Chuck's taking the skin boat to Tuna Town. Looks like Chuck's taking a ride in the wild baloney pony.
Who left?
Thank you.
If I knew there was a nude scene in this picture, I would have asked for another million.
Played it.